as persons with disability from Australia.
Thank you, Chair. I'm here today as a proud young person with disability and Vice President of People with Disability Australia, a member of Disabled People's Organisation Australia. We've heard a lot today, and it will be said time and time again for the rest of the week, nothing about us without us. But the principle is rarely extended to children and young people with disability. Yet, it is impossible to ensure the protection and advancement of the rights of children and young people with disability without recognising and actively involving them in the processes, policies and programs designed to protect them. The Conventions of the Rights of the Child and the Conventions of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities both stipulate that it is the best interest of the child should be the primary consideration in all actions affecting children with disability. Both documents reiterate the fact that children with disability must not just be protected, but supported to express their opinions and have those opinions considered as carefully as those of their peers. Children and young people with disability have nuanced and important contributions to make, but so often don't have a seat at the table in the decisions that affect their lives. And it is the responsibility of all of us to ensure that children with disabilities are supported to articulate themselves, to design systems that protect their rights. If systems that aim to protect children with disabilities are established without the input of children and young people with disabilities, we will continue to see children and young people with disability left behind, more vulnerable to segregation, institutionalisation, and removal from their families. It's been 4 years since the international community endorsed the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. We cannot have a conversation about the rights of children with disability without discussing SDG 4. All children deserve inclusive and equitable quality education opportunities for all. Every child and young person, regardless of their background, regardless of their circumstance, deserves a place in a classroom in their local school, one that gives them the opportunity to reach their full potential surrounded by their peers. States around the world, even those that are well-resourced and highly developed, still continue to heavily invest in education systems that segregate and exclude children and young people with disability. The impacts of exclusive education systems are felt by all members of society, but especially harmful to children and young people with disability. Schools are transformative. They provide children with their first relationship with the world outside of their families. They play a huge role in establishing the self-esteem and confidence of children. And inclusive education empowers children to know their rights and help them articulate when those rights aren't being protected. Building confidence and agency in children with disability to express their will and preference is an obligation under the CRPD Articles 7 and 12. And so it is critical that the high-level political forum in reviewing SDG 4 recognises the critical role of genuine inclusive education in protecting the rights of children and young people with disabilities.